Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I don't think there's anybody at this point who's not talking about Tina Turner, unless you're under the age of, what, 20? James, here's the test. James,
I
know
even knew her.
Tina. You even know
we
Tina.
Were, okay. My friend and I were at lunch yesterday, and we heard about this, and we were like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. She was 83
she
years old.
Generations, though. Even my dad
needs
to know who she is.
You had to say that again, Jay?
Even my niece, who is in the generation of Alpha, below
Z. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. She even knows who she is.
All right. Well, that says something for her, says something for the world of music. Tina Turner, who had not an easy life, certainly when she was married to Ike Turner. And all that stuff we can talk about, we'll rehash it during the course of the day. I just want to in tribute to her as often as we can when we have a need or a want or some sort of a position for our music to play some of her music, because she was so prolific and worked at it from the time she was a teenager until she died, actually. So she'd been sick for a while. I didn't realize she had an illness. Did anybody else realize it? Was it reported anywhere? Did you see that, Jay, anywhere that she'd been sick for a while?
Well, in her 2018 memoir, she had said that she suffered multiple life-threatening illnesses. She had intestinal cancer. She had kidney failure. She was on urged to start dialysis, but then her current husband offered her a kidney, and she was able to get the kidney transplant. So she has had a lot of situations, a lot
isn't
of strokes.
Yeah, I think that I remember her stroke, yeah. Isn't someone giving someone else a kidney or something like that, an organ that is duplicated? Our body has two of them for a reason, or at least we think. Most of the things that are in our body, whether it be the thyroid, your appendix, your spleen. I know people who've had all of those things out and their bodies still function fine.
Yes,
sometimes with medication.
Bladder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So under the circumstances, it's a risk, but if you have two that are healthy and you're going to give one to somebody that you care about, I guess that's a good thing. Body organ donorship is something that we all ought to consider. I say ought to. If you know about it, first of all, you need to know that you can do that. And so this is an awareness that I think that because I have it on my driver's license, and I don't know whether you do or you don't on yours. Yeah, right. Organ donors. Most of the things that I would give, depending on what happened and when it was, in my eyes, for example, my eyes are new. So, well, they'd be, somebody would have a good time and save a lot of money if they were able to get my eyes. I was behind a guy last night. Coming out of the airport or walking out of from the gate to my car, who seemed to be able to see. And he'd been on the plane with me. I didn't pay much attention to him because, you know, everybody's on their own, leave him alone on the plane. But he had a long walking stick, and his eyes looked normal, but yet he couldn't see, obviously, because he needed the stick to get out of. He could get around enough, obviously he could see enough to get around because he was on his own, but he needed that walking stick to be able to feel where the door jams were, you know, that kind of stuff. What is the obstacle that's in front of him so that he has to sort of dodge it? I hadn't seen anybody doing that for quite a long time. But all of these things give us cause to think about how thankful we should be for the things that we have in our body, the things that we have in our life. I've sort of decided with some input from some friends over the last couple of days. I spent some time with some old friends, certainly spent some time with my family. I spent some time with some new friends. You saw the pictures that I posted. I left both of them up there from the event the other night that was actually to honor you. The Gracies given opportunity to Like any of those things, you meet new people. I certainly spent a lot of time talking to old friends and acquaintances that are in the radio business. But then at dinner, these two ladies just plopped themselves down next to me. And we started talking, and we had a great conversation. They were great ladies. And so I had a picture. I didn't have a picture of you. I think we got a picture of my father and my father, your father and me, at some point. But I don't know what I do. I think he's got it.
No, anyway, I'll have to get it from him.
Yeah, I have to get that. So anyway, he looked quite dapper, as a matter of fact. He was one of the founders or one of the movers here that was acknowledged in order. He was the only man, actually, through the whole night that was honored. The rest of the people that were honored, obviously, because it was the Gracies that's for women in broadcasting, but because he's an important cog in the wheel, he was recognized and thanked for what he did.
The Gracies are great because it recognizes work for women, about women, by women. And so there have been men who have even won Gracies, or a lot of times there have been men who have accepted a Gracie on behalf of a colleague who was unable to be there. I think that happened last year when all of us were able to be there together.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking back to when it really, I think this was the 49th annual Gracie Award for Gracie Allen. Phil Donahue won one once, who happened to be the husband, still is. She talked about it when she got her Lifetime Achievement Award. That is Marlo Thomas, being married to Phil and, you know, the ups and downs, that sort of thing. But it was an interesting evening. I think I said something to you yesterday about the diversity, and rather than me rehash that, I think we'll move on into love and kindness. Love and kindness, like, remember the old song, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage?
Sinatra, right?
No, there are a number of people that did it, but I think he was probably the one that had the best version of it. They are never, ever wasted. If you have, there are some people who say about others, they don't have a mean bone in their body. You've heard that expression, right? Doesn't have a mean bone in her body or his body. They always make a difference. They bless the people who receive them. And it's, if you're in a giving mood, give people who have kindness, who are always giving, give them a little of your best. Why not? I think that's a great thing to do. It's easy to be critical. It's easy to be on the downside of the swing. But it's harder to look at and to actually acknowledge that that there are things that you can do, if you think about it, that are going to be good for you and good for other people. I think one of the things I took away from a meeting I had this week was how important it is for you to acknowledge who you are, to take time every day, a few minutes, to stand in front of the mirror and talk to yourself, like yourself, do things that are important to support who you are. And if you don't like who you are, then look in the mirror and say, it's me, I'm the one who can do something about changing what I don't like, right? To do it. Now, sometimes as we get into the political season and I listen to all this stuff going back and forth and we talk about it on the air, like the big hubbub today, other than the passing of Tina Turner, is about Ron DeSantis announcing his presidential bid. It was the official announcement, but everybody knew it was going to happen. And one wonders whether he's the chief rival to Donald Trump now for the nomination. He certainly has made his faux pas. Well, they both have. I suppose none of us are perfect. He was with Elon Musk. That whole thing was kind of a fiasco, it seems. Am I right about that? The way the Twitter thing happened, did it melt? Something happened that they didn't want to have happen. That I got out of listening to some of the coverage of it, where he was supposed to be interviewed by Musk. Isn't that the way it was supposed to go?
Yeah, with the spaces and live Q&A. I didn't see much about it, but I kind of feel like a lot of the steam was taken out when he filed his paperwork, because that's when it makes it official. And so news broke already about that he is officially in the race for presidency after filing that paperwork, and that happened before the spaces chat with Musk.
Do you know anybody that
took the steam out of it?
Do you know anybody who's excited about DeSantis? I know plenty of people who are excited about Trump.
I do.
You know people who are excited about DeSantis?
I know people who are excited about Trump. I know people who are excited about DeSantis.
Really?
I know people who are like, know anybody but those two.
Yeah, right. I don't know anybody in my circle that is excited about DeSantis, frankly. I know plenty of people who like Trump and hope he wins. I don't know anybody in my circle who's excited about Biden, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. And the people that I've been around the last couple of days, if they had an excuse to talk up Biden, they would have taken it. So I even had the conversation with my children who voted for Biden. Both of my children voted for Biden last time around. They wouldn't do it again. We were talking about who was out there, who's the challenger, who is someone like the, whether this no-name, is that what they're calling it, the no-name party with Sinema and what's the Joe Manchin and some of these others who are being mentioned as prominent people to support not either of the Republican or Democratic candidates, whoever they are, especially if it's Biden and Trump. There are Republicans who are so staunchly against Trump, and there are Democrats so staunchly against Biden. Isn't it a shame? Here we are back again. This sounds like a broken record, voting against somebody rather than for somebody. And so what's shown up first, or so far anyway, although I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has something for me anyway. I may not have it for it's a personal choice.
Yes, yeah. And then it comes down to who actually becomes the candidate of the party to vote. Because as of now, with a lot of people, it seems like this is one of the first elections in a long time where people can be excited about for whom they are voting. Voting somebody into office rather than voting to keep somebody out of office.
Who?
But then once it gets, I'm sorry.
Who is that person? Who do you think is going to capture that sort of feeling among people that are, you mean people running now?
It depends who you ask. I think it depends who you ask. There are candidates that, in general, that people are getting excited about.
Really?
But it's not until the actual people, I'm sorry?
There are people who are excited about Trump. Yeah, I'll give you that. I don't know. But maybe you're right about DeSantis. I think he has so
well just across the board, even on the Democratic side and everything. But it's not until the nomination itself for the party is settled, and you know, because people drop out. I think a lot of times it's easy to get excited this early, but then once you have it's going to be this person or this person or this person or this person, that's when some people start getting less excited, and it becomes voting to keep people out of office rather than to put somebody into office.
I get a kick out of one of the people saying that Trump thought DeSantis owed him his political career. Of course, Trump always makes it about Trump, which is one of his charms, I suppose. All right, 18 after the hour. This is the Thursday Good Day program.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's a breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Thank you. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, May the 25th. It just seemed like yesterday we were saying May the 4th be with you for the first part, the first week of May. Now we're in the last week of May. Memorial Day is celebrated next Monday. So we have Memorial Day weekend upon us, and already you can't find a seat on a plane. That's something to talk about later on. Right now I want to spend some time talking about the passing of Tina Turner in more depth, more detail. She was referred to as the queen of rock and roll. Was she in your mind? I think there are a lot of people who believe that she had she was the equivalent of Whitney Houston in many ways. The two of them, I think, often were mentioned in the same sentence. So we'll hear more about the life and times of Tina Turner, who's passed away, right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Music icon Tina Turner, born Anna Mae Bullock in Brownsville, Tennessee. She first came to fame with the Ike and Tina Turner Review, one of music's legendary live shows. But her first artistic peak came with her 1966 solo single, River Deep, Mountain High. Scenes she fought for her life, but when she finally broke free, she broke through with a comeback for the ages. 1984's Private Dancer.
Your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do.
Tina Turner continued to perform, write, and record to worldwide acclaim until her retirement in 2009 after a 50th anniversary tour.
We don't need no.
She also received the Kennedy Center Honors in 2005 and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991.
I had a very hard life that I didn't put blame on anything or anyone. I got through it. I lived through it with no blame, and I'm a happy person.
We remember one of the most powerful voices in music, Tina Turner.
You know, one of the things about her is she was saying that it reminded me of how stress creates cancer, and she's been fighting cancer for quite a long time. She had different types of cancer, too, I think, Jay, didn't she? If I'm not mistaken, she had...
intestinal cancer.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. She was such a role model. She's this rock legend and icon, but also a role model because she was in a significantly abusive relationship. She broke free. She had an amazing life, regardless of everything. And she did. Yeah, and even everything that she went through, she kept such a positive attitude, to a sense where she didn't blame anybody else, where a lot of times people will feel like, oh, why is this happening to me? And it's this person's fault or it's that fault. And she is iconic. There's the film What's Love Got to Do with It that documents a lot of what she went through. There's the musical Tina that debuted in 2018. This is a loss that I think everybody is feeling.
Well, yeah, I think everybody acknowledges how important she was to the music business, and so it is that we focus on as we think about the passing of Tina Turner here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, sometimes just one is not enough, and it doesn't only refer to potato chips. It can refer to dogs and cats as well. Many of my listeners have more than one pet or have one pet and are thinking of adding a second pet into the household. Some people are real lucky. My mom was able to go out, pick up a stray, bring them in the house, and somehow they all got along with each other. But there are things you need to know, a little first pet psychology. Anytime a new animal is coming into a house where one animal already exists, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be territorial challenges. There's going to be challenges over affection. There's going to be challenges over food. It's up to you as a good pet guardian to avoid these. And one of the best ways to avoid it is to introduce the two dogs away from the house, perhaps on neutral territory, so they get to know each other without all the territorial craziness. Also, start feeding each dog out of two dishes so there's no possessiveness over food. Given time, a little space, and a lot of work on neutral territory, one day you'll come home and find them sleeping whisker to whisker. Next time.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, Flo?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. As GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and Elon Musk were preparing to announce his candidacy, Twitter broke. Late last night, DeSantis went over to Fox News and had this to say.
Our decline as a country is not inevitable. It is a choice, and I think we can choose a better pathway. And so what I will do is help restore normalcy to our communities, integrity to our institutions, and sanity to our society.
House Republicans have passed a resolution to overturn President Biden's student debt relief plan. The measure passed 218 to 203, with two Democrats joining in support of the move. The plan would give up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness to borrowers and put the financial responsibility onto you, the American taxpayer. President Biden has vowed to veto it if it reaches his desk. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
You must try to ignore that it means more than that.
What a great line that is, isn't it? Who needs a heart when the heart can be broken? That's if people have given thought to lyric lines of various songs. That's a very good one, actually. What's love to do? That's a good question, right? Under the circumstances. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program for Thursday, the 25th of May. We're talking a lot. In an ancillary way, but the life and times of Tina Turner, who is no longer with us. There are other things, plenty of other things, as usual, going on. Here's some good news from the city of Detroit. The surprise yesterday that went to a single mother who's a crossing guard. She got $50,000 at a Tigers game following some TikTok posting. You wonder about this. You know, we talk a lot about we don't want to have TikTok because of how it's connected. But there are some good things that come out of some of the viral videos. But you can share them elsewhere, right? Doesn't have to be on TikTok.
Yes, well, there are a lot of TikTok videos that are shared on Instagram especially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, this is the story of a working mom. Apparently she has a great personality and a pretty important job making sure that people drive safely all around the city of Detroit. She's actually a traffic control officer, was on the receiving end of the goodness that you can, as much as we talk, and I'm on the top of that list of how negative social media can be. This was really a good example of what social media can do. This all started when there was an account with MD Motivators interviewed this Lanita Edge on duty in the middle of the road. So she's talking to and working with passersby, wishing people well. And so in this video, which went viral, she said that she felt it was an important service to the city to help people get where they need to go and to get back safely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, of course. She was born and raised in the Motor City, big Tigers fan. So in the video, Miss Edge is surprised when a TikToker named Zachary invited her to the Tigers game. That was for Mother's Day. She lost her husband apparently recently and asked if the invitation was reliant on the fruits of her paycheck, at which point Zachary said, nope, here's $500.
Yeah, she thought, like, oh, am I going to have to pay for my own ticket? No,
mm-hmm.
no, and here's $500.
So also, Zachary, this guy, here's the two good people, obviously, in this, the lady that's the focus and the guy who's behind helping her. He apparently, without her knowing, set up a crowd fund that has so far collected $50,000 to simply give her something that was, you know, just a goodwill gesture. And the money was delivered in Tigers Stadium.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, right? A lot of people watching this.
Uh-huh.
More people donated after that was, you know, the first $50,000 came without there being the big hoopla. And now with all the hoopla, who knows how much this thing will swell to. So just, and isn't that neat that someone just blesses somebody else for being a good person and doing the job?
It's beautiful. And also goes to show that you don't have to have the funds yourself to do it. You can just share somebody's story, and enough people got involved that the crowdsourcing gained $50,000, and then after the fact, enough people watched the video that they were like, I want to be a part of this too, and boom, another $50,000.
Bing. There you go. 9 million people have viewed this thing so far, so, and we'll make it nine. People go, wait a minute, I want to go see that myself. So can they go to Instagram and find it? I don't want to send people to TikTok, frankly. There's probably something you can find anywhere at this point.
You can just search it and it'll come up. The GoFundMe, you can even search it inside that and it'll pop it up.
Okay, let's talk about the AM in your cars thing and how there's been a whole bunch of hoopla about it, including you can, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz, telling this story. He wants to take credit for saving AM and every vehicle. Hooray for Ted Cruz! Yeah! He's the one, he says he's the one that was the first co-sponsor of the campaign to save AM radio. He has a podcast, apparently, and so he brought Senator Markey, who's a Democrat from Massachusetts, into this. So there's a certain degree of truth to the fact that he saved it in terms of what went on in Congress. I think that you can give him that credit, and I think you can give credit to Markey as well, even though in... And what is the old expression? Don't say, if you haven't got anything good to say, then don't say anything. I got nothing much good to say for Malarkey, and I have not much good to say for Cruz. But in this case, pat him on the back, pat him on the head, whatever, because this bill was the one that got at least people thinking, all right, well, Congress can do something that's in everybody's best interest. And frankly, 80 million people who use, I was listening to a discussion of this, not Jennifer's program yesterday morning in Los Angeles, but her competition on KFI, and the three participants in the program, guy named Handel, who's been on that station for a good long time. Bill Handel has a great sense of what people are talking about and how he's got a crusty edge to him. So he was talking about the AM thing. And he sort of crystallized what I was thinking in terms of all the credit that politicians like to take for things. Well, if you want to give political credit to these two guys, that's fine. But there's a lot of credit that ought to go to people like Handel, who was talking about it, me, pretty much all of the AM band with conversation programs have been, all the hosts have been talking about this, and that put the pressure, it would seem, on Washington to do something, and then these guys got involved, and yada, yada, yada. And so if you think that Ford is doing this there are many people who say the only reason that Ford did it is because they were convinced by the government that AM radio was important to rural America and for emergency stuff, had nothing to do with the programming. Well, that could be true. Who knows what goes on in the minds of people? I know what goes on in my mind, and I know that I don't think that that was true at all. That is, that it was the government who pushed Ford into doing it because of the emergency broadcasting. If, in fact, that's what they want to say, okay, that's fine. You don't want to give credit to the people who are the ones that are mostly the beneficiaries of having AM radio survive. That is, the people like me who have maybe 400 and some odd stations, and of them, 300 and some odd are AM stations. And I go, this program is heard. This is a program that's designed for smaller parts, smaller markets, medium-sized markets that surround big cities in many instances, and in some cases they're out in the middle of nowhere where there are no other radio stations available. And this is an important service, not because necessarily of what we're programming, but because without it, there's nothing. It's a vacuum. Without net neutrality, where Verizon and the rest of those phonies don't want to put any service if they can't make any money. You know, there are all kinds of skepticism here. This is a threat. If AM radio goes away, make no mistake about it. Yep, it's not good for the emergency communication system, but it's not good for people in their heads either. And talk radio certainly does skew conservative, and most, I don't even like that word, it skews to the right. And so there are a lot of people that made a good argument who are doing talk radio programs that this was an attempt by some to get rid of it. I don't know if you can get to the root of the problem or not. And by the way, Ford has only said that they're going to put the stuff they've only committed to the next year, the next model year. In the meantime, there's going to be a lot of other work that still will continue to be done by people who want to make this permanent and not have AM radios come out. Cars and trucks that were sold, delivered this year, don't have any AM in them, and you can go to the dealer, there's a piece of software they can put in, and it brings the AM signal, or the ability to get an AM signal around to the facility. So, at any rate, commitments and things, Ford makes a commitment. So am I off my kick to not go buy a new Ford? I suppose, yeah, they've stepped up to the plate, at least for now. Let's see where it all goes. In the meantime, we were talking about what happened with DeSantis and Twitter yesterday. I'm trying to figure out what actually did happen, because Elon Musk was around. He had the opportunity to give a couple of different interviews. There was one yesterday in the Wall Street Journal that he talks about sharing his company or not with his children. Apparently, he doesn't want to. He isn't going to give his children control of his companies when he passes on and goes somewhere else. He says that's a mistake. He's got how many children? Two, three? How many children does he have?
Maybe three. DeSantis or Musk?
No, Musk. Sorry, yeah, Musk.
He has two little ones with that one singer, and then he has a few adult children, I believe. So four or five.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, but in the circumstance, that sounds like a bold move. But most of the time, the children of wealthy people, even if they don't get the company, they have enough. Unless the people are like, I think Bill Gates. Has been one. I've forgotten whether Warren Buffett's in on this or not, but basically they didn't leave most of their money, but they left each of their children $1 billion.
Well, I mean, that's still significant. Yeah. Elon Musk has 10 children, but which is way more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
like
I think that a lot of really wealthy parents, every parent wants to give their child more than what they had, but at the same time, it's like you want to give your children enough that they feel like they can do anything they want, but not so much that they feel like they don't have to do anything.
And there's a lot of that. There is a lot of that. There really is. So anyway, so Musk is all over the place as usual, talking about this and what happens to his company, and then the whole business about what happened yesterday when DeSantis announced. Did Twitter melt? What did happen? There was a lot of yak about the fact that...
It crashed. There were glitches.
Yeah, is that because there were so many people?
A whole bunch of tech failure, but... Well, probably.
Yeah. So what does that say for Twitter itself and for Musk and what they're doing there? Is this the first really big push that Twitter has had for something like this? The first big challenge to its operational capacity?
Twitter's had different glitches, especially even recently, where there's this one bug that was taking previously deleted tweets and restoring them. So tweets that people, users had deleted from their stuff was all of a sudden popping back up. Every social media has their time of glitches and bugs and crashes and all of this stuff. But this was the first time that a presidential candidate was using social media to make the big announcement and everything. Yeah. So
Everybody knew because he already had to file
the paperwork and everything. So that took a lot of steam out of this whole big announcement situation.
Yeah. I just think there's nothing special about Ron DeSantis, frankly. And the more that there is focus on the Disney and that foolishness, I don't know. It just leaves me cold. But at any rate, he doesn't need my vote. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. He's not going to get it, though. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Food, Farm, and Family time. Follow us on foodfarmfamily.com with all the info that we go over here. For example, well, I should probably save this for when Jennifer's here, right? Chardonnay Day and National Wine Day. She's the schmollier.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, you could know that today. Have a glass for us. Have a glass on us. Have a glass just because you want to have a glass. With Chardonnay, which is the red and which is the white?
Chardonnay is white.
Chardonnay is white, okay. All right, you like Chardonnay?
I do. Chardonnay is my favorite of the white ones.
Is it? Okay. All right, let's go to the recall of the day. Now, this is a flour food voluntary recall on Tasty Cake chocolate candy cakes, undeclared peanuts. How do these people run their business so badly that they are going to have undeclared peanuts or peanuts sort of flip into? You see on some of these labels, manufactured in a plant that does things with peanuts or whatever.
Oh, yeah, when it runs the risk of cross-contamination, where something can be labeled gluten-free, but it is not celiac safe because of the risk of cross-contamination, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It seems ridiculous to me. But for those of you who live pretty much on the East Coast, Northeast, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, among the states where this product has been recalled. It was distributed last week. The packages of these tasty cakes apparently were tested. Is that what happens in these things? They test them and they find. How would you find undeclared peanuts in something in a product unless they test it? Right? It's not like they're looking at it and say, oh, look, there's a...
If there's those tests and the voluntary recalls, or if consumers actually get sick and a consumer notices this, which is a whole bigger issue for them, I feel like if they don't catch it in time.
One of the things that is annoying, these people try to deflect. This is a fairly big company that had almost $5 billion in sales last year, so we're not talking about the bakeries are all around the country. And so we're not talking about some little outfit. And so they say call Flowers Consumer Relations Center, and they give you a number to call. Screw that. Bring it back to where you bought it and get your money back. Don't mind calling the center from 8 to 5 when it's convenient for them.
Yeah.
You bring it back to where you bought it and you get your money back and you say, I want $20 for my time and the gasoline to bring it back here. And then if they don't do it, you post that on social media, and that'll help the defer. That'll help them get it in the pants where they should, because there ought not to be these sorts of questions. Excuse me, Jay.
Oh, no, yeah, and this is, I feel like we are seeing these types of recalls a lot where there is an allergen, and it's not necessarily a cross-contamination, but the wrong product is put in the wrong
wrapping. It's bad management. It's carelessness.
The wrong wrapping. Like, this was the chocolate candy cakes that were put into the peanut butter candy cake, that were swapped with the peanut butter candy cake. So they had the wrong wrappers on them, and if you are trying to get a chocolate one and you get a peanut butter one instead and you have a peanut allergy, that is so significantly bad.
Yep, not good. We do, with Food, Farm, and Family, have warnings in a manner of speaking every day. There's something that is the grossness of all of this stuff that comes, the sort of thing that maybe happens every day, things that will surprise you. This would be something I should do in the American Family Farmer in a manner of speaking, but maybe we make a suggestion here. The filthiness of food processing, food packaging, the Food and Drug Administration not doing their job, because there's a survey that suggests that there's a shocking amount of filth that is actually legally allowed in your food.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the coffee beans. Yeah, the standards are weak. You can have in coffee beans an average of 10 milligrams of animal waste. Okay, enjoy your coffee and think about rat poop that's in your coffee. All right, that's really what they're saying here. Coffee, 4% of coffee beans are allowed to be insect infested. Oh, good. With your cup of coffee today, you're going to have think about anything. An ant crawling around.
The insect fragments that are allowed.
Yeah. Peanut butter is one of the most controlled foods, but they allow rodent hairs, insect fragments, that kind of stuff. 2 tablespoons of peanut butter may have 8 insect fragments in it. So enjoy your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Send your kid off to school today with a PP&J sandwich, knowing there are fragments of bugs in there. Good protein. It'd be good for them. 59 past the hour. This is Food, Farm, and Family on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.